There are a couple of hot spots on Long Island for positive cases of the coronavirus. WCBS reporter Sophia Hall has been on this story today, and Sophia, one of them is in Huntington Station.
Yeah, that's correct, Paul. According to Suffolk County legislator Dr. William Spencer, there could be a number of reasons why. One, he says the Huntington area is densely populated and more people are being tested, so that could be one of the reasons. He also says the annual Huntington St. Patrick's Day parade took place on March 8th before most events were shut down and people were standing very closely together during that parade, so that could have spread the virus. And there are a lot of Spanish-speaking residents, he says, in Huntington Station. And he says maybe those residents did not get the word quickly enough to social distance.
We've also heard that families are not being allowed to properly say goodbye because of the new prohibitions on funerals and wakes and such.
Yeah, that's the Nassau County executive says it's just so very, very sad. She says whether a loved one died because of the coronavirus or not, funerals and wakes are not allowed during this time. It's just a hard thing to comprehend. And she says she is working with funeral home directors to help family members during this difficult time.
What about price gouging, deceptive practices in Nassau County? Is that happening? Are company owners being held accountable for this?
Yeah, it's been happening a lot, Paul. So far, 71 violations have gone out. Each violation, a $5,000 fine, and that's for price gouging. And also the county executive here in Nassau County says a Plainview owner of a company was selling masks, claiming they were N95. They really were not, and the prices of those masks were much higher than they should have been, so that owner received five violations. She says if you see price gouging or deceptive practices, another problem out there could be homemade hand sanitizers, and people are selling those, and they shouldn't be selling them. They're not properly put together. Any violation like that, you can report it to Consumer Affairs in Nassau County.
WCBS reporter Sophia Hall on the line. Sophie, thanks.